This is the news in brief from the United Nations. 8 million people in Yemen may have to be given reduced aid rations because of funding shortfalls, the UN World Food Programme, WFP, said on Wednesday. The development comes as families already hit hard by years of war continue to struggle to support themselves, with currency devaluation and hyperinflation driving the economy to near collapse. In an alert, WFP said that food prices have more than doubled across much of Yemen this year, while fighting across multiple front lines continues to force families to flee. WFP's Karine Fleischer, Regional Director for the Middle East and North Africa, said that the agency had no choice but to focus on those most in need. They include 5 million people who are at immediate risk of slipping into famine. They will remain on a full ration, WFP said. Over half the population of Yemen, or 16.2 million people, face acute hunger, and one in two children under five is at risk of malnutrition. WFP needs $813 million to continue to assist the most vulnerable in Yemen until next May. As many friends and families consider whether to celebrate Christmas together, the UN Health Agency, WHO, issued a reminder on Wednesday that anyone who ignores COVID-19 is perpetuating it. That message came as the World Health Organization explained that the coronavirus was far from over, not least in its eastern Mediterranean region. Latest modeling data indicated that the 22 countries and territories of the region would probably see more than 17 million cases and more than 314,000 deaths by the end of 2021. 14 countries in the eastern Mediterranean already have the Omicron variant, but more research is needed before its impact on existing vaccines, diagnosis and treatment is understood, said WHO Regional Director Dr. Ahmed Al-Mandari. He said that although everyone is tired of hearing about COVID-19 and of all the restrictions it imposes, we need to face an undeniable fact: the virus is still very much present among us. The WHO medic urged everyone everywhere to continue to follow all COVID precautions, while insisting that anyone who disregarded the reality of the virus was directly contributing to its ability to endanger and disrupt our lives. Globally, COVID-19 has claimed more than 5 million lives and infected over 270 million people. To Indian-administered Kashmir now, and a call on Wednesday from UN-appointed independent rights experts for the release of a prominent rights activist who's been detained under counter-terrorism legislation. The appeal, led by the UN Working Group on Enforced Disappearances, is for Khurram Parvez, who has documented serious human rights violations, including enforced disappearances and unlawful killings. Since his arrest last month, Mr. Parvez has been held at the Rohini Jail Complex, one of the three most overcrowded and unsanitary prisons in the country. There is a clear and immediate risk to his health and safety, in particular from COVID-19, the experts said in a statement. They also highlighted how Mr. Parvez's arrest followed an amendment to anti-terror legislation. This allows any individual to be designated as a terrorist and has led to a worrisome rise in the number of arrests across India, and especially in Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir, they said. Daniel Johnson, UN News.